podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Alenko reporting for AvWeb, and we're on today with Rune Duke, Director of Government Affairs at AOPA. Can you tell us what you're hearing from member pilots about the FAA rebate program for ADS-B?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've had good responses so far. The Pilot Information Center here at AOPA has been taking a lot of calls, mostly around how do I take advantage of the rebate, what is the best equipment solution for me, and then as I go through the rebate process, what are the frequently asked questions and how do I access that information? So the working with the FAA, we put together a long list of frequently asked questions and quick reference guides to help pilots through those usual questions. Some of the most common ones we're hearing right now is post-installation questions, and those would include receiving that public ADS-B performance report and where do I fly to meet all the requirements of the rebate.
It appears from your update that most of the confusion lies in where they can do the flight testing. Can you discuss a little bit about what pilots are asking about and how to best understand that?
Sure. And for the ADS-B rebate, in order to qualify, there's something unusual, and that's the FAA wants pilots to fly, or excuse me, requires pilots to fly in rural airspace. So that's the airspace required to be ADS-B equipped. So Class A airspace, Class B, Class C, and Class E airspace above 10,000 feet and above 2,500 feet AGL. So that's getting better visibility. The FAA is updating their website to make that more prominent in all of their guidance. We highlighted that in our article. So we want pilots to be aware of that. There's an advisory circular that's being promoted in the rebate rules. And in there, it tells you exactly how to fly, right? It's a 30-minute flight. You got to do some straight and level flight, a couple of turns, and that way the FAA ensures they can see you and make sure your ADS-B equipment is working. The main goal of this rebate program is to get aircraft rule compliant for 2020. So as part of that, we want all the aircraft to be fully compliant and make sure their installations are correct. We work very closely with the FAA, so if pilots have questions, and they're frequently getting the same email, or if AOPA is getting the same frequently asked question, we try to address that either in articles or updating the guidance or to hold a pilot's hand through the process. But there have been cases where a pilot thought Class D airspace was the airspace he could fly in and make sure he was validated. And we know that's not rural airspace, so we're trying to help pilots understand the nuances of some of the requirements.
And among those, you'd mentioned some of the maneuvering that the pilot will have to do in that rural airspace, which requires that you've gotten prepared on the maneuvers and the proper speeds and things like that. It sounds like they just need to kind of brief ahead of time before they go out there and try it.
Right, exactly. And that was it's one of the first steps. You know, as you're waiting for your aircraft to get the shop time or while it's in the shop, make sure you're reading those rules and understanding what the next step is, because we don't want you to make a flight unnecessarily or to come back with a red performance report. We really do want pilots to be able to go up and get it done in one shot. We've had great success working with the FAA for those pilots who might go up and miss a component, being able to have them go up and just fly and do that one component they miss, and then tying those two reports together. So we're all working very hard to make sure the general aviation pilots do get the rebate if they're entitled to it and make it as easy as possible. The FAA is working very hard to accommodate all the different pilots. I know they've had close to 1,000 emails, and they're working very hard on their end to address any concerns and to help people through the process.
How tight are you sensing the FAA is on the flight time and completing all of the maneuvers? Close enough within 5-10 minutes, good enough, or what are you hearing from people on that?
Well, we would encourage pilots to probably fly a little bit longer, right? Just to be on the safe side. You want to make sure you're number one in that ADS-B airspace and doing those maneuvers, and so not rushing things, right? So if you have a flight across country, that kind of opportunity, that's a good time to do it, because we want to make sure that you don't have to do it again. But the feedback so far has been pilots are very much meeting all the requirements, and so it hasn't been a large issue.
Can you talk a little bit about the deadline from the time frame that they need to look at as far as installation to actually getting the test and the claim in?
Sure. The 60-day time limit, we haven't seen any concerns on that yet. Certainly early in the program, we've seen concerns about shop time. There are certainly very popular shops that have backlogs longer than 90 days. Which is required, you know, for the reservation. So there's a couple ways pilots can work around that. One is there's always the opportunity to go to another shop, but if you like that shop, you can go ahead and you know, schedule your shop time, schedule your installation, and then as you get within 90 days, you can make your reservation with the rebate. If you're not comfortable with that, the FAA also said it's okay for pilots to go ahead and make their reservation for those 90 days, even though your scheduled installation may be further out. But it needs to fall within that following 60 days, right? But then you're going to be eating up into that allotted flight validation phase. So we warn pilots that if you go over that 150 days in total, you will have to refile for a rebate again. So we don't want you to lose your spot in line, but we do want you to be able to work with those shops that you're most comfortable working with.
Sure, because as this moves forward, you could be getting some questions about, oh, I either might miss the deadline or there's been rescheduling on the installation. So it seems like that we could anticipate some questions about that in the coming months.
So far, we've only had a handful of concerns with the rebate time requirements. AOPA worked very closely with GAMA, AEA, and the FAA to make sure that we were providing enough time within each segment of the rebate process to accommodate all the pilots. So we looked at shop time constraints. We looked at the usual patterns that GA pilots would equip their aircraft to try to accommodate that through the time periods that were finally included in the rebate rules. We're tracking this one very closely and working with the FAA to track it because as this maybe grows into a bigger issue, we want to be able to address that. So the number one goal of this program is to equip as many aircraft as possible. And certainly as we get closer to 2020, the real concern is shop time. And 2018, 2019, there's simply not enough shops to accommodate all the GA aircraft that we'll need to equip with ADS-B. And the last thing we all want is to have aircraft grounded or restricted from airspace that they otherwise would be able to fly in because of ADS-B.
Have there been questions on using portable ADS-B units?
So far, you know, just a couple, and that's when a pilot has a portable ADS-B unit that's transmitting out something specific to their aircraft, right? So they might put in their call sign or their N number and are transmitting out. So those aircraft are still eligible for the rebate. The FAA just wants to make sure that they validate that aircraft is not already equipped with ADS-B equipment, so they have a few questions. Part of that is verifying that there is a portable unit. If you no longer have the portable unit, there are other questions that they have that, you know, they can be assured that this is a valid installation. They just want to make sure everyone's following the rules. But they're working with those pilots one-on-one, and so far it's not been a large issue.
How do you see the time frame running as far as the number of and the number of people taking advantage of the program?
Well, so far we're very excited. We've had about 3,000 reservations in the first 3 weeks. So we're very excited. We're planning on continuing to promote the rebate, especially as it becomes holiday time and people may start think of presents and equipping their aircraft. We want to keep this prominent and help pilots as much as possible take advantage of this program as it stays in effect. Because this is going to probably be one of the most important programs as we get closer to 2020.
What else should pilots keep in mind moving forward on this program?
Sure. I would just highlight that pilots who are thinking of applying for the rebate should go ahead and check their civil aircraft registry. We've seen a couple concerns of pilots starting to apply for the rebate and then there's not a manufacturer year for their aircraft or maybe the address is incorrect, and we want all that stuff to be corrected ahead of time. There's an easy process to do that. You can always email the FAA rebate email address or you can email AOPA and we can assist you through that process. And we continue to work with AEA, GAMA, and the FAA to address any pilots' concerns or questions. So feel free, if you have concerns, reach out to AOPA or to the FAA, and we'll put you on the right path.
That was Rune Duke from AOPA discussing the FAA's rebate program for ADS-B compliance. I'm Elaine Coe reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.